one of the features of 2004 is the Venus retrograde in the sign Gemini. Venus is retrograde the least of all the planets, about 8% of the time, or 6 weeks out of every 18 months. So we experience Venus retrograde the least, although it is one of the more palpable retrogrades, as are all inner planets, Venus, Mars, and Mercury. Mars goes retrograde a little more than Venus, but not very often. It's retrograde for about 2 months out of every 2 years, and there was a significant Mars retrograde in 2003 in Pisces. There was the previous Venus retrograde was in the sign Scorpio in late 2002, a very distinctive period in time around Halloween 2002. The phase of Mercury retrograde in 2004 is Gemini, and it comes with a very different feeling. The degree range, for those for whom technical matters matter, is about 10 degrees Gemini to about 27 degrees Gemini. And this will prove to be interesting for a couple of reasons that I will get into in a moment. The date range of the retrograde is the planet Venus stations retrograde on May 17th, and it stations direct on June 29th. So that's about a six-week window. But with an inner planet retrograde, you have what is called a shadow phase. Probably we need a better name for that. The name I came up with was an echo phase. So let's call it the echo phase instead of the shadow phase. And the echo phase is when a planet enters any of the degrees wherein it will be retrograde. So, for example, the retrograde of Venus in 2004 is between 26.5 degrees, where it goes out to almost the end of Gemini. It stops, and it retrogrades back to 9 degrees and 38 minutes. And so the range is about 9 degrees to about 26 degrees, 9.5 to 26.5. And any time Venus is in those degrees this time around, whether retrograde or not, the retrograde effect is in motion. That begins on April 14th when the Venus echo begins, when Venus crosses 9 degrees Gemini, 41 minutes. And then after the retrograde ends, back at that degree, Venus is in the echo phase all the way through August 2nd. So for whatever you decide the Venus retrograde means to you, whatever planning you're doing around it, I would say that it's especially important for planning weddings, most of which have long since been planned at this point, to work with the April 14th through August 2nd window as your frame of reference for understanding when the retrograde effect is going to be there. Now, retrogrades are strange, and they can have effects even outside this maximum orb of influence that you can calculate astronomically, and so I guess we'll just see, as you can only do with astrology. You know, you can plot it, you can look at it, you can speculate like we're doing, and then you just get on the roller coaster and take the ride. Brainstorming Venus retrograde in Gemini, the first thing that comes up is the question of dual identities of women. Now, we all live with dual identities, but women, I think, live with a lot more dual identities than men do. Women have a lot of baggage dumped on them, and they tend to play roles more than men do. This is just my opinion, my observation, but that's what I notice. And some of the dualisms, the polarities in the roles of women are, for example, prude versus slut, wife versus mother, mother versus worker, mother and whore, whore and trophy wife, conformist versus rebel. These are some of a few of the different dualistic roles that women play, and as any woman will tell you, there's a kind of a schizophrenia that can come along with that, where there's just like total immersion in one role and then total immersion in the other role. And it can seem like you're never really one person. You're always two or four or eight people splitting yourself up more ways than you can count. Hopefully we can count to two, but hey, two is quite a few when it comes to splitting yourself in half. Now, Venus retrograde in Gemini means that it's going to be doing its retrograde thing opposite all the action that is going on in Sagittarius. And as referenced elsewhere in this project, there are three transit events, three objects in Sagittarius that are long-term processes, slow-moving objects, and they are Ixion, KOR, and Pluto. And all three of these are going to be aspected in the process of the Venus retrograde. And so Venus is going to have a lot of meetings with large objects. Well, not they're not large, but they are large in influence objects in Sagittarius. A very challenging kind of a meeting, which is likely to push this issue of split identity across the dial in Gemini to a kind of an extreme, where we will see these polarities for what they are, the polarities being further exaggerated by, for example, the switching of directions of Venus, which are very intense experiences of reflection and contact with the nature of a planet when it stops in a particular sign and stays still, relatively speaking, to the motion of the Earth, and then moves in a whole different direction. Different aspects of this archetype are brought out when any planet stops and changes directions. And so Venus does this three times in Gemini in the course of 6 weeks, a very concentrated period of time, which will have a distinct flavor all its own. And I think that what we're going to see is a time of resolving some of these opposites.